News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton. It is Thursday morning, and it also is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mobile Mornings, 343-0106. That's our text line, which has been very busy this morning. And also, that's the phone line if you want to give us a call and join the conversation here today.
Yeah, and we'll get into one of the stories that's caused the text line to pop. Fred Richardson claiming racism with and specifically saying Mayor Sandy Stimson for locking him out of his email account. Well, the actual story is there's been some cybersecurity training for Mobile City employees, and pretty much everyone has followed through with that training, except for
99% of city employees have followed
99%
through.
Except for Councilman Richardson, who is one of 18 reportedly who have not done that training, so he hasn't been able to get into his email. And I guess this began back in March, right?
That's when it was available to take the training course. It looks like it's, and I've done this a million times, you know, in corporate radio, you take the course, you have to watch a few modules, and then they're interrupted, I guess you would say, by a little test.
Mm-hmm.
Five little, you know, lessons, maybe four questions each after each lesson, and you're probably done in no time, and you check the box, as they say, and then you're through.
And that's become a standard for businesses all over.
Right.
And especially you look at one of the more recent stories, and that's the county of Mobile being hacked
right.
in a ransomware attack, as they just last week said who was affected by that ransomware attack, as apparently hackers got some information from some county employees. So it's very important, and we'll play some audio here coming up. But do you want to play that?
Real quick, we'll play that. This is Fred saying he's not against cyber training. I got it wrong the first time I heard it. I misunderstood what he said, but he's saying he's not against cyber training, but...
I'm not opposed to cyber training. I want you to know that. I'm opposed to the administration saying, I can make you take cyber training. He is not the king of Mobile.
343-0106.
Yeah, let's go to the phone, and then we'll get to the text. And Robert giving us a call this morning. Hey, Robert, good morning.
All right, Dalton, how are you and Dan doing this morning?
We're doing great, man. How about you?
Oh, I guess I mean, you guys got a good show, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I heard about what Councilman Richardson did at the council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And that training was mandatory for everybody, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, why he thought he's 80 years old and been on that council for years, why he thought it was for everyone except him?
That's a good question. I think what he's doing, it seems, is he's trying to put the spotlight on his mayoral opponent,
mm-hmm.
Sandy Stimson, and trying to, you know, think that, exactly. I mean, how do you say I'm being targeted by this whole thing?
When everyone that has to, yeah.
Everyone in the city.
Right.
You make a good point, Robert.
Right.
You'd have to ask.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is he crazy?
there's been speculation. I think he's crazy like a fox, though. He's raising Cain here right before the election trying to point something out, because I haven't seen any polls, but I can't imagine he's dominating in the poll for the mayor's race, Robert.
Yeah, he's dominating at the bottom of the polls. I hope he don't be. No, I'm serious. I hope he don't become mayor, man. I'm not trying to be another city. Mayor Stimson is a good man. He's given a lot back to humanity in his private life. What have Fred given back? Ask him sometime. What have you given back to humanity, sir?
Well, we would love to thank you, Robert, for the call. We'd love to have Councilman Richardson on here anytime. That'd be great.
Now, I have two theories here regarding Councilman Richardson's complaints, specifically levied at the current mayor, Mayor Sandy Stimson. One of two things, and I think the most likely is what you said. This is just Fred using this moment to possibly win some votes over before the election. August 24th, I mean, we're within a month now,
mm-hmm.
and they've had several different events for the candidates to meet up, mm-hmm. and Stimson's gone to a couple, but he hasn't been to all of them.
Right.
And of course, Carlos Finley and Fred have both used those instances, and rightfully so. I mean, that's a common campaign tactic, right? If your opponent doesn't show up, you say he's scared to debate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen that plenty of times in the past. So that's happened. But within a month, maybe Councilman Richardson feels like this is a good time to try to win some votes. I think also a possibility, I don't know how old he is. Robert there just said 80. I'm not sure how accurate that is. But I've seen in the past, and in some of the things I've worked in before, when you're in charge of getting people trained up throughout a company, training them technologically,
mm-hmm.
sometimes, not all the time, and it's not always just the older generation, but people who aren't into technology and, you know, the people that say they don't have an email because they don't know how that internet stuff mm-hmm. works, those kinds of people, you start to mention cyber training to them or even some of the more simple things on a computer. And if it's more advanced than they are, a lot of times they'll roll their eyes and just quit paying attention. It's possible that's what happened. Maybe they're like, hey, Fred, you got to do some cyber training. And he heard the word cyber training. He's like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. That sounds way over my head.
How about this, though? Because it was offered to take the training as early as, I think, middle of March. It's just the fact that he is... He'll tell you he's convinced he's being told by the mayor that he's got to do this cyber training, when in fact it is not really the mayor, it is the IT team in the city of Mobile saying we need everybody to do this to protect our email and protect our information. But he's just trying to make it about him and Sandy Stimson.
And you know, it would fall on overall, you know, if there was a major hacking of the city government, that falls on the current mayor eventually down mm-hmm. the line, right? I mean, yeah. If Mobile, through these last few years, I mean, these major hacks we've seen this year alone, if the city wasn't taking any extra steps for security, and then there was a major hack and city employees' information was found, or, even citizens in the city, that would eventually land on the mayor's shoulders. So,
yeah,
if they weren't requiring employees to do this cyber training, that would be a downfall for the administration. I mean, that's something they got to make sure happens.
Yeah, of course, we all agree with that. Here's Fred's final words on being locked out.
As this race comes to a close, he does not want me to be in touch with those 30,000 people that I've been working for since 1997. He has locked me out.
He has locked me out. So that's been his argument the whole time, that it's not the IT guy, it's not the city of Mobile. It is. He's making it very personal between him and Sandy Stimson, trying to, you know, plead his case that he's being locked out by Sandy personally.
Lisa texted in earlier, someone tell Richardson that I work for a national company, and guess what? If we don't take the cyber training, we lose our jobs. It's not racial. SMH, shake my head. That's what Lisa said.
Mm-hmm.
Josh says, always disappointing to hear Fred Richardson talk. Another one, he's not beneath the rules, screams racism, and he wants people to vote him to be mayor. Good luck with that. Lori says, have to go through several trainings at work, and since the recent cyber attacks, we were given notification to a new sign-in for email. We all did it just for the security of the company, and that's what it sounds like. This is for the entire city. For the employees to go through this kind of training.
Right.
Supermom, Fred Richardson has a chip on his shoulder the size of a boulder. He needs to get a grip. And that's one of the many, many texts about Fred and the mayor's, I would say back and forth, but I guess the mayor hasn't really had to respond.
He's made a statement to NBC 15. I'll try to dig that up here in a little bit, but, not a lot of sympathy for Fred's side of the argument here from our audience on the text line, or Robert. Give us a call. It's 8:15 FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Norwig, and Mobile Mornings.
Thank you, Kane. 8:20 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, I believe the Bankhead Tunnel still closed both ways. At least it was an hour and a half ago. Send us a message if you've been turned back at the Bankhead this morning. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by Tobias McCormick and Comer. Personal injury law firm that is about as local as it gets. I've had the opportunity here recently to speak with both Desi Tobias and Brian Comer, and not only are they good at what they do, but they are very friendly and very easy to approach and talk to you. And they recommend if you feel like you might have a personal injury case, give them a call. And there's nothing to it. It's a free consultation. The number 432-5001. They say they work each client's case personally from start to finish, so your case is not handed over to another lawyer at another law firm that you don't know. And at Tobias McCormick & Comer, they've recovered over $45 million for their clients, whether it's a dangerous surrounding that you got this injury, a defective product, a trucking accident or a car accident, maybe an alcohol or drug-related injury, or what they specialize in there, maritime injuries, one of the many specialties at Tobias McCormick & Comer. Check them out online, tmclawyers.com, or give them a call, 432-5001.
Text line, good morning, Dan and Dalton. What if Richardson hypothetically were to become mayor and he did not know how to use the technical operation aspects of his job, since everything is technology-oriented nowadays? How could he perform his job? Which, that's fair. Also, if Fred doesn't want to take the cybersecurity course because he feels like it might be above his abilities, how in the world does he think he's going to be the mayor of this town? And Sam says, Fred reminds me of Maxine Waters and Stacey Abrams. Everything and everybody is a racist if it's not in his favor. Thanks, love your show. That's from Sam. So that's some of the comments. Want to go to the phones real quick?
Yeah, let's go to the phones. And Dave in Foley, I believe. Hey, Dave.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
If I were a hacker, I would go after somebody who vehemently refused to take any kind of course in how to protect themselves. But who would he blame if Mobile were hacked and held for ransom?
He would blame the mayor.
He would probably blame the mayor. That's right.
And they're hacked because one person or one small group of people refuse to protect their accounts.
Yeah, and that's we saw that happen in the Hillary campaign. Remember who was it on her team who allegedly fell for a very simple hack that was sent into their Google account? I'd have to go back. The name escapes me right now, but we've seen that several times. Even if everyone, or almost everyone, 99% of a business or a city were following the rules, if you're one person who ends up being hacked is Fred Richardson, and then they, from Fred's account, send out an email to everyone else, you can't tell me they're not clicking on an email when it comes from Fred Richardson. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's got to be some pretty entertaining stuff if he's emailing it. Then, next thing you know, everybody's getting their information stolen.
From the text line, the state entity that I work for, says the texter, also requires cybersecurity training. If you don't complete the training, they suspend your pay. So they're taking it pretty seriously where that guy works with it, and it's a statewide entity.
And evidently, you said it's a 5-part course, is that right?
5-part. So 10 minutes each.
This texter here says I had to do the training, and it's 1 question per part.
Wow.
So 5 questions to answer there, and not doing it because it's racist. Yeah, it was John Podesta. Thanks, Jim. He chiming in there. It was John Podesta who fell for the phishing email scam. And Trace says the Bankhead is open. Just drove by there. So they've apparently in the last hour reopened the Bankhead Tunnel.
Schools and masks.
Yeah. You know, this has kind of been evolving over the course of the week. So the big news on Tuesday was the CDC coming out and recommending masks basically 2/3 of America where cases are increasing, they're recommending that even the vaccinated wear masks indoors. At the same time, they recommend that all K-12 students 2 years of age and older wear masks to school this fall.
They've changed what they're saying now. They've changed from 2 years and older. The official government recommendation now is Izzy and up.
Izzy, you know, that's what,
because you made the example of your daughter Izzy. How would she do wearing a mask?
She would not.
Of course not.
She doesn't want to wear pants. Why would she want to wear a mask? Yesterday, she spent half the afternoon throwing shoes at me. She's not going to keep a mask on. So I don't understand why they're starting it at 2 years of age and older. But now the Alabama Department of Public Health recommending it, and you know they use the words recommend, but we've seen from the recent past, last year, as soon as you have these higher-ups, whether it's the CDC or whatever Department of Public Health, then that gives reason for companies and schools to put mask mandates in effect. Now, Governor Ivey said it's up to each individual school district what they do or don't do. And down here, we've seen the two superintendents go about it a different way. Eddie Tyler with Baldwin County School said there will be no requirement. You can wear a mask if you want to. But basically, as of right now, it seems like Baldwin County back to as close to business as usual in the schools. Mobile County and Superintendent Kressel Threadgill has sent out an email.
Like a survey.
Like a survey where they're asking folks whether they want to be in virtual school or more traditional schooling this year. Still no word out on mask mandate in Mobile, but I guess we'll see.
Scott Gottlieb has the idea. He's on the board of Pfizer, and he was in the Trump administration as well. He's hopeful that this is going to be a burst and then kind of go back down in 2 or 3 weeks in terms of the infection rate. We'll see if that happens. All right, back to Fred. The audience can't get enough of that.
Can't get enough.
So let's go to Sam in Summerdale. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, that don't seem too smart not to want to have a class on your
cyber
computer. Cyber attacks and stuff. And anybody that would vote for Sam Richardson, you're a damn idiot anyway to put that sucker anywhere near the Mobile office. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
It's Sam Richardson. Yeah, so Fred Richardson.
Fred Richardson.
And,
yeah.
You know, former Mayor Sam Jones running for a city council seat.
He got it mixed up with his own name. That was Sam from... it's funny that you get some of our most passionate calls and texts on the Fred Richardson thing are people that don't even live in Mobile.
Yeah.
They're just... they're just lit up by the whole thing. Like, what in the world is going on?
Yeah.
Fred's been he's basically calling it. He's being picked on by Sandy Simpson, a tyrant.
Yeah.
And he's not going to have any of it.
Yeah, a tyrant and a king, right?
Yeah,
because of the cyber warfare training. And you know, we are as a city. I mean, this will be a loss after next month because, Councilman Richardson, he isn't running for the council anymore, and unless he wins mayor, I mean, we won't have the weekly Fred Richardson quotes anymore.
No, about this.
Some would say that's carried the station over the last decade.
Why don't we keep on carrying it? Because Fred can be like a weekly guest. Fred can now become like a political pundit on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah.
He'll become very close personal friends with Dan and Dalton.
Roundtable discussion.
We'll do a lot of things off air together, like fishing and going to ball games together. The three of us.
Sounds like a blast to me, yeah.
Because then we can you know, maybe we're misreading all of this. We can get more intimately into the mind of Fred Richardson.
Yeah.
How does this man operate? How does he work? He's been since 97 or 98. You know, he's been
time
on the council.
Yeah.
He came up with the moon pie idea, which a lot of people did not think was a good idea at the time. Hey, that's his... That's his crown jewel of the time he's been in office, isn't it?
Through sheer force, he's made that happen.
And it's worked.
It's a big event. That's exactly right. Aussie girl, we had to take cyber reviews for our job because of computer hacking. And if somebody hacks into the Mobile County computer, which that's happened, this is the city we're talking about here, there's going to be heck to pay. And that's why they locked Fred Richardson out. He's a risk to the system.
He is a risk. So, okay, here's another thing we could do. There was 1% in all, and I think it was...
18 employees.
18 employees. I would imagine they're all locked out, too. I mean, it's not just Fred Richardson being locked out.
Mm-hmm.
We should find out if those 18 employees are feeling the same effects that Fred is. No email. And why the heck they decided not to do that, to take that training. It might have just been kind of an... inconvenience to them. Maybe it was an inconvenience to Councilman Richardson too, and then the clock ran out and he was like, wait a minute, now he's like, I can't get in my email.
Yeah.
Man, no kidding. March 15th is when that was issued to give you a chance to take those tests.
Yeah, if we do have Councilman Richardson on the show, if we become friends, like you said, he will have to make it through some cyber training before we allow that.
Wow. Okay, that's on you. Rob Holber with Landyap is on the way on Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton. FM Talk 106.5. All right, Dan and Dalton, 8:35, FM Talk 106.5. It is Mobile Mornings, a show we dedicate to Fred Richardson because he's made the show today.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't make up the news. We have to acknowledge the news.
He gets the phones going, doesn't he?
He does. Phones, text line, all that.
Yeah, and it is a Thursday, so... We bring in Rob Holbert with Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. Rob, have you recovered from the party last week yet, or are you just now getting back to work, or how's that all working out? You want to turn him up there, Dan?
Sorry, Rob.
What was that, Rob?
I said I needed a few days of rest and relaxation, but I'm back.
Yeah, and what a party. Glad that that was able to go on again after, well, you know, everything being kind of slowed down last year. It was good that everybody was able to join for the Nappies last week. You know, the Olympics, the second most talked about event right behind the Nappies.
Right.
And last night, one of Mobile's own, Paige Madden, winning in the relay team. They won silver, and I know Tommy Hicks has already written about that. He's done a number for your sports pages there at Lanyap.
Man, he does. He's nonstop, man. He's a machine. There's no doubt. But yeah, that's amazing stuff. It's the Olympics are a lot of fun to watch. Mm-hmm. We're all watching at my house.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because that's something we've been talking about here quite a bit this week. The overall ratings way down for NBC.
The Nappies online were higher than that.
That's why they're competing head to head with the Nappies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so down. The Olympics always are a lot of fun to watch. To me, I enjoy it. I've always have. I guess it sort of brings me back to childhood, and mm-hmm. I know this is probably real strange to even think about anymore. But watching Bruce Jenner win the decathlon, it was a big deal.
Yeah,
and you know it was pretty awesome back then. You know, we thought Bruce Jenner was amazing. And, you know, things change. There's a whole different world out there now. But, you know, when he won the decathlon, I was a kid, and I remember that. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, remember, Rob, it was always considered the 100-yard dash winner was the world's fastest man.
Hmm.
And
yeah.
The decathlete winner was, or that decathlon was the...
World's greatest athlete.
World's greatest athlete. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, and, you know, I've been watching the games. The time difference is a bit of an issue, especially if you might be placing wagers on some of these things, because mm-hmm. it's happening a lot of it overnight for us. But it has kind of worked out, especially with these swimming events, where those are live in prime time, and to see that happening. Before we get into the new issue of the Lanyap, I guess everyone's required to have some sort of take on Simone Biles calling it during the team event and saying she just wasn't mentally there to compete. Did you have any thoughts on that?
I mean, you know, I guess my first reaction was, geez, that seems, you know, I mean, I was kind of like skeptical of it, but apparently, you know, I listened to Michael Phelps talk about it. He almost broke down on the air the other night just talking about how stressed out he was when he was having all this. And I guess apparently gymnasts can get a case of the twisties, as they call it. So, it's sad. It's unfortunate. I was looking forward to seeing her perform, but obviously it's not in her best interest. So I don't know what purpose she would have to do it for personal gain. And she's always seemed like a really great person. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure she's actually having some trouble.
Yeah, and it was like we talked to my brother, who's a behavioral scientist, yesterday from Lehigh University. He was like, okay, she's met the moment head on time and time again. That's how she became Simone Biles. That's how she became this darling of our country. She met the moment. What was different with this moment? Well, suddenly she was mentally, emotionally sideways. So that's kind of what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, and the cover of Lanyap this week is something very familiar. The Mobile Civic Center and Dale Leash writing the cover story. What will be done? Questions about the city's Civic Center property. Take us through this a little bit, Rob.
Well, I mean, it's mostly just right now it looks like we're sort of back at zero, and it's you know, it's one of these situations where you know, there was a lot talked about a couple of years ago, then I guess COVID gave it a break to some extent, but it really was the break was that, you know, the plan that I think the mayor's office was pushing and that the city had selected just really ended up turning into something that a lot of folks didn't want. And I know that, I mean, the mayor's office came back and said, hey, let's scale this thing down. Mm-hmm. And then I think it's just kind of off the table right now, but we'll see where it goes from there. But, you know, it essentially was creating another entertainment district. And, you know, I think that people who've been down here, that downtown for 30 years trying to build something, resented that, to the concept of having city money plowed into something that would, they felt like would compete with them.
Yeah. That ended up being the big... the big topic there, wasn't it? But some of the downtown restaurants saying, hey, what? I mean, you're going all in on this little area. Well, that'll hurt us.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that's a big issue. You know, it's people saying, hey, you know, it's we were down here. Nobody was pushing money. You know, I'm putting tens of millions of dollars into our businesses. But now we're talking about, you know, having whatever it might be over here, you know, the TGI Fridays or something else like that.
Right.
You're going to put all these things around here and make it more difficult for us to make a living. And, you know, so I get where they were coming from on that. And then, you know, there were also, you know, there was resistance on the other side from people didn't want more housing down there. So there were a couple of things that were, you know, that were frowned upon on both of the plans, the Sterling plan as well.
Here's what doesn't make any sense to me, Rob. What you're talking about, if you've been to where the Braves are now, they've got almost this brand new Epcot-like city that's surrounding this ballpark. So on a much less grand scale, I guess we'd be doing the same at the Civic Center. Here's the difference, Rob. The Braves play there 82 times a year. What's going on at the Civic Center that's drawing you to this entertainment district around an arena, but what's playing at the arena?
Well, that's the big issue is that, you know, they say, hey, look, we can't book anything modern because the structure can't handle the equipment.
Right.
You know, we've gone through this before, but apparently, you know, back when this was built, everybody just put their stacks on the stage and, you know, they got out there, KISS got out there and did their thing. But now everything hangs from the roof and there's a lot of other stuff that goes on and we can't, our building can't handle that. So that's one of the big issues. There's also just whole, you know, HVAC system issues. There are a number of issues. And, you know, so the decision whether it's going to be torn down and replaced or whether it's going to be upgraded, those are still on the table.
Well, we had a long discussion yesterday about people moving to downtown Mobile and how...
Talked to John Peebles about that, the developer downtown.
Yeah, and how so many more are just trying to find a place to actually live downtown. And I wonder if that continues. And, you know, anytime we bring up the Civic Center or Hank Aaron or Ladd Peebles, people call in and if they've been in Mobile for a long time, they're sick of, you know, the city spending money on something that ends up nearly deserted. But I'm wondering if, you know, if the past with these might end up hurting us in the long run. If there are more people moving downtown, it makes sense to renovate the Civic Center or have something available that maybe drives that even further.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at, you know, you look at things like Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron was successful for a long period of time. And then, I mean, I've looked at all this stuff. You can look at it. I still believe that the big issue with Hank Aaron was when people in the city found out that they weren't paying their rent. And I think that you can look at that and see that's when the attendance really went down the tubes. The Civic Center, of course, had well-known problems back in the 70s and 80s. You know, I mean, the people I talk to down there say, look, we can book this thing out if it can handle it. So, you know, is it a build it and they will come situation? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a big fan of those things either.
Right.
But I also don't know very many cities that don't have some sort of arena.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, Biloxi's got one that's almost the same size and you know, they keep it going. I think there are opportunities. You will never have any of those shows down here unless you build something to do it. And, you know, I know that that's an easy thing to say, well, just tear it down and forget about it and we won't do those things. But, you know, if you want to have that kind of thing in your city, if you want to have big concerts, if you want to have big shows, you need something. And then, of course, you need something for Mardi Gras as well.
All right, we'll pick it up on the other side and maybe talk a little more Fred Richardson before we're done and get your take on that, Rob.
Yeah, hard to believe we're already within a month of these municipal elections. Yeah. We'll get into that when we get back and got plenty more to get to here.
We do. Your phone calls, your texts are certainly welcome. They're still rolling in at 343-0106. It's 8:45, Mobile Mornings. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig. Jeff Ford's on the way a little after 9.
Minutes until 9, FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, a locally owned franchise, but part of the world's largest junk removal service. Some ideas of junk that they'll take away from your house. glass exercise equipment. I know there's plenty of exercise equipment that was bought in like the late 80s and 90s. It's no longer being used.
Or last year. Get it out of here.
Yeah. Pool tables, pianos. How about an old grill that's unusable? They'll take that too. And that's just several of many things that 1-800-GOT-JUNK will take off your hands. The price you get quoted is the price that you'll pay. No surprise charges after they take everything from you. Also, they dispose of your junk responsibly, and they do it on your time. Find a time that works for you. They'll find a window, and they'll be there during that window, and then all you have to do is point at the junk, and they'll take it for you. Give them a call today. 1-800-GOT-JUNK is the number, and the website is 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Dan Brennan and Dalton Norwig and Rob Hulbert with Landyap Mobile.
Yeah, Rob, so let folks know how they can find the new issue of Landyap on stands now or subscribe online.
Well, of course, they're out there on our beautiful purple boxes here and the few remaining hideous pink boxes that might be out there. But you can pick those up there for free. Of course, you can go online at landyapmobile.com. And if you're not a subscriber, become one. It's $1.50 a week, and it will get you into everything we do, all the breaking news and our podcast, and get my Sunday brunch column. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of things. So, you know, get involved with those things.
Fred Richardson, in the news and the MVP of the show today.
Yeah.
We hand that award out at 8:50 every morning. So anyway, let me play something for you real quick, Rob, okay?
Yeah.
This is Fred incensed by the fact that Sandy Stimson is making him do this cyber training
exactly,
but his comparison to the way he's being treated is kind of old school.
I was told what bathroom to use. I was told what water fountain to use. I was told what school I couldn't go to. I was told what neighborhood I couldn't live in. And you gonna tell me? You ain't telling me what to do.
Okay.
So is that parallel anywhere? You think that's ringing true with anyone, Rob? Racism because Fred Richardson has to do the cyber training like every other city employee?
I guess he could probably, that logic could be used to do just about anything. He doesn't need to pay his taxes. He doesn't need to do anything. I can't, you know, doesn't have to stop at stoplights. I don't know. You know, it's you know, that's typical Fred stuff, and that's why he engenders so much irritation from people. He really riles people up a lot.
Yeah.
One of the funny things that Dale told the other day, we came back from the meeting, he said that Fred, you know, he had tried to have a resolution passed about this, and he gets up in front of the city council and tells everybody that he sent them the resolution, and John Williams asking, you know, they were like, well, so, well, we didn't get it. He says, how did you send it? He says, well, I sent it email, and they all started dying laughing.
You can't write that stuff, man.
No, it's silliness, and yeah. I think it's, you know, I mean, it's sad that that's his go-to, but I get, you know, that has been his go-to for a long time. It is within a month of the election, and you know, I think that his campaign and you know, there, I don't think his campaign's really caught fire in any capacity. So, you know, I guess you're just trying to find whatever you can.
Yeah.
And, you know, within a month now of the election, like you said, five candidates for mayor, including the incumbent. Expecting
there
any surprises?
Five candidates now. You know, one who just jumped in last week, which, I'm not, no offense to that person, but if you really want to be mayor, you can't wait till the last minute. It's just not, it doesn't work.
Right. Do you think it'll head to her? I mean, we haven't seen any polling. I don't know if there's any polling out there, but with five candidates, it seems like maybe a runoff is possible, but I don't know.
I mean, I know this is the easiest answer in the whole wide world, and it's, you know, everybody knows this, but it's all turnout, you know.
Yeah.
Does Fred doing stuff like he's doing right now help Sandy? Yes, it does. I mean, those types of things get Stimson voters out, I think. You know, fires Stimson voters up way more than it fires up his base by any stretch. I don't think most people look at this and say, man, that cybersecurity really is a racist program.
Right.
You know, I think most people look at it and go, guy, he sounds crazy here. You know, the county just had a malware attack, and the city's is trying to protect similar things from happening, and he's just, you know, losing his mind over that, which, you know, ultimately leads to the question of if he were mayor, would he even try to stop things like this? But, you know, so I don't think it helps him. I think it helps Stimson more. If Stimson voters are complacent, I think there will be a runoff. If Stimson voters are excited and get out, then I don't think there will be one. I don't think either one of these, the major campaigns, is really a threat right now to Stimson. I mean, obviously anything can happen in a runoff situation, but I still, at this point, have not seen much.
So you haven't seen, or you don't feel a whole lot of traction out of the Carlos Finley camp as well?
No, either one of them. I don't think either one of them has really done much. But they just don't. I mean, part of it is they don't have any money. So, you know, they're relying on just, you know, internet stuff, and it's tough. I mean, we hate the way money is in politics, but the truth of it is you have to have some.
Right.
To really get out there and do some things occasionally. And, I mean, we'll see. You know, there will be a debate, I think, down, you know, pretty soon, and that may help a challenger as well. So, you know, it's not, there's certainly no lock by any stretch. It would make sense that there's a runoff with that many candidates, but I'm still leaning the other way that it may not be.
Well, Lanyap has all the information that anyone could need as we head into those municipal elections, and this week's issue and the next few will, I'm sure, turn out more information about the 500 city council candidates, and then
Dale has done profiles on all these people. They're online, and we'll be doing more. And you know, on the 18th, we'll have a full political issue on that.
Looking forward to it. Hey, Rob, thanks for your time this morning, and thanks again. The Sunday Brunch, my favorite newsletter, helps me catch up every week.
Appreciate it.
I enjoy.
Y'all have a great week.
All right, you
thank
take
you, Rob.
Rob Holbert, Lanyapmobile.com, and one of the journalists with Lanyap is also with FM Talk 106.5. This show coming up next, the Jeff Poor Show. I need to read his latest column in Lanyap, but he's got some great guests on the way. Todd Stacey with Alabama Daily News, first hour. One of my favorite guests he has, former Congressman Parker Griffith, will be on second hour.
Oh, yeah.
And then former State Senator Dick Brubaker and current State Senator Tom Watley to wrap it up on the Jeff Poor Show today. And a reminder, you can listen to that show on the brand-new FM Talk 106.5 app. It's very easy to find. iTunes App Store, Google Play Store, just search FM. That's the letter F, the letter M. Talk, T-A-L-K, 1065. You can either smash all those together or space them out. Just don't put a decimal point in it. You'll see our logo. Download that bad boy. Then you can stream us from the Tokyo Olympics.
Sure.
Maybe you're at the bottom tip of South America for some reason.
That'd be Chile. Right?
You can listen to us there, or you can just listen to us, you know, right here in Mobile or Baldwin County.
You could be in Georgetown, like some of our texters. You could be in Sims, or you could be, you know, on the road. If we have a lot of listeners that hit the road in the morning and have got to do some construction work or some contracted work up the road, and they never miss a beat of what's going on FM Talk 106.5. First of all, we're flattered that you want to take the show and the station along with you. Thank you for that. But the app makes it happen.
Yeah, and quick reminder, with municipal elections on the way, we have a page on our website, front page, fmtalk1065.com. Click on the 2021 election tab. And you can see all of the interviews we've done with candidates and get to know them a little bit better before next month.
Sounds good. And we had a good time today, Dalton. Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Live tomorrow, beginning at 6 in the morning, Dan and Dalton and Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 with Jeff Poor is on the way next.